Man, I tell you what, it's good to be back. You know, in Vietnam, the time frame was 12 hours difference. And so when it was 8 a.m. here, it was 8 p.m. there, and we were kind of winding down and getting ready for bed. And Cindy and I would call, but every now and then in the midst of my day, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, as things were winding down for us and we were heading back towards the hotel, which was a long journey. In Vietnam, the 18-mile trip from the factory back to the hotel took 2 hours and 15 minutes. So when I say we were finished early, it was still a 2-hour drive back to the hotel 18 miles away. But every now and then I picked up the phone and I called her in the middle of the night. And I didn't want to bother her, but I called her. "What's up? I just wanted to hear your voice." And I thought when I got back, I love that I was able to call her and reach out to her. And she answered the phone. She's like, "Call me anytime you need me. I just needed to hear her voice." And I thought, church, that's where we are with our connection with God. God, I can call on you anytime. And every now and then it's, "God, you still there? I'm just checking. Yeah, things are good, but I want to make sure you're still there." And I thought, it gives me hope to know that I serve an amazing God that's there anytime I need Him. Anytime He can just jump out, we have hope in knowing that we're connected to God if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now, He's going to hear us when we're hollering out to Him. Okay, so let me not confuse that. He's going to still hear, because there's a certain point He's talking to non-believers also and going, "I hear you. Oh, you want to know me? Yeah." So He talks to them as well. But I'm saying that my hope is in Him and not in my own strength and not in my own person. And that we have hope in the Trinity. Amen. Next week, speaking of hope, next week is National Back to Church Sunday. Invite someone to church next week. Invite them. Invite a friend. Invite family members that have been standoffish or whatever. But invite them next week. Back to church. Anyone think we're a body of people in this world that need to turn back to God? Yeah, we need to turn back to Him. You know, my message today is altered just a little bit with the events of the last week. And I don't want to get caught up in this, that, or the other thing, but I want to say it's made a nation realize we got some problems. Division over differences of views, opinions, thoughts, ideas. Intolerance of mistakes. Demand for satisfaction. Oh, by the way, that demand for satisfaction is according to our scale. This is what will satisfy me. I've told you guys in the past, I served 10 years as executive director of customer service. And do you know who some of the nastiest customers I ever dealt with were? The ones that had that thing at the end of their voicemail that said, "God bless you, have a wonderful day, God loves you." Or the person that had that on their email. I'm like, do you realize the words you're using in the email or the conversation we just had don't line up with what you just put at the end of that email or voicemail? I was talking to Jan Wednesday night. I was looking for opportunity to minister while I was in Vietnam. God used me over there. I came back a little disappointed. God, was I not looking hard enough? Was the trip all about me? And I got back and I thought, sharing my faith was about me. And it was about, what did I do when I was over there? Now, when business people go over there, it's a little different. They celebrate. There's a lot of drinking, a lot of bottles they bring. You go out to eat, and they bring their own bottles. And I told our guy there and our parcel translator, I said, I want to make sure they understand. I don't want to offend anyone, but I don't drink, so I'm not having any of that. And then my boss was trying to explain. He's a minister. He doesn't drink. And at the same time, he was saying that. The guy said, we get you some women. I looked at my boss and said, I don't think he heard a word you just said about me being a pastor as he was blurting out. We get you some women. And I thought, I had to stand strong in my faith. And I thought, if you don't think that I prayed up again, I told you I prayed when we went to Vegas for work. I prayed when we went here for safety, protection. But God, hold me solid. By the way, when I'm not traveling, that's my same prayer. God, keep me solid and help guide my footsteps. They're not perfect. They waver every now and then. They wobble. But I say, God, protect me. God, keep me safe from the enemy. Now, according to Adonijah's message, man, the devil's out there. And I think Adonijah said, if his lips are moving, he's lying. I don't know if it says that exactly in the Bible that way, but it does say, yeah, he's a prince of lies. He's a liar, and the enemy is real. We need to be careful with our differences, with our lack of tolerance for mistakes and errors, with our demanding things. The family demanded justice. They demand answers. Church, why can't we not just ask for answers? Request answers? Why must we demand satisfaction? It's our words and our motives and the way we go about it. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. And today, opening the Word of God holds the power to change us. Opening the Word of God has the power to change the world. So today I pray that we prepare our hearts and our minds to hear from God. Amen. Matter of fact, let's just pray about that real quick. Heavenly Father, I pray today that you do open our minds and our hearts and allow us to be changed and transformed. Allow us to be used for your purpose, for your glory. God, help us today to be open to the Word of God. Not the Word of Adam, but the Word of God today. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. But I've missed this. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I love it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the way, quit trying to change everybody else's mind. Renew your mind. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Adonijah talked a lot about transformation last week. And the transformation and the renewing of our minds takes place when and in our praise before battle. Now the problem is a lot of times, where are you going, honey? I'm going to battle. I'll see you. Did you praise before you left? No, but I got all my weapons. I'm ready. Did you praise before battle? No. We've got to come back to that. do not be conformed to this world. I'm going out to war. I've got all my stuff. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm going to praise before I head out into battle. I'm heading into unknown territory. I'm going to praise first. I'm going to praise Him. Let me tell you, church, killing somebody for different views is not godly. Supporting of that killing is not godly. Trying to ruin someone or their career or their reputation for their views is not godly. Now, it's easy to do. It's all over social media. But we have to get hold of ourselves. You know, capturing our thoughts and capturing our words is tough. Adonijah reminded us in Colossians 4, verse 5 and 6. It says, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside. Walk in wisdom towards them that are outside, redeeming the time. And then he reminded us, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Now, I'll tell you part of the problem, church. Seasoned with salt. If you've got a wound somewhere and they're seasoning their response with salt, it's going to sting a little bit. So be careful of that. They may not be rubbing salt in your wound, but they may season things with salt and it may hurt your wound. But we have to know how to step outside of that and know the difference. You see, we all struggle with a lot of battle wounds. You mentioned that last week as well. You mentioned the fire, and we all go through different types of fire. And again, I think I just said, I don't think anyone says throw me in the fire so that I can be better. But we have to know when we're in the fire, we will be better because of it. Because as Adonijah reminded us, our biggest growth is when we're in the fire, not when things are good. Not that we can't have change in both, but our biggest change is there. In Philippians 3 and 4, Paul tells us, in Philippians 3, actually, he says, brethren, I do not count myself having apprehended one thing, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Lost sight of the prize. And we've lost sight of the calling. And we can be swayed that way by different groups and different people and different thought processes and our immersion into various news things or social media. But this says, I'm pressing towards the goal. I'm reaching forward, not back here. Let me go back. I'm reaching forward to those things which are ahead, pressing toward the goal of the prize for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And I love that. And then you go further in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I don't think we have enough rejoicing. Rejoice the little things. Rejoice the big things. Oh, and by the way, rejoice the things in between those two. The mediocre things. Rejoice in those. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. We seem to have a problem letting our gentleness show. Well, they think I'm a pushover. They'll think I don't stand for anything. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. One of my favorite things. And the peace of God. By the way, that's a different peace that you get just out there in the world. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. How? Through Christ Jesus. Well, our thoughts are out there, and I want to capture my thoughts. And I want to pull them into submission. And it says this, okay, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Boy, we focus energy on so many different things, and it's misdirected. But it says, meditate on these things. It says, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. He's saying, I've shown you this example. He said, these do. Why? What'll happen? And the God of peace will be with you. Now, it's interesting. He says the God of peace will be with you. He may be with you in the fire. But if you're meditating on these things that are good, He'll be with you. And I think, man, how do we stay solid and connected on these things? How do we stay focused? In the fruit of the Spirit, that one thing that is tough for us. Oh, and self-control. That self-control gets us in all kinds of things. Self-control in so many aspects of our life. But what he's talking about here is find these things. Take this list and throw it away. But it's his final thought. Finally, whatever things are true, and he goes through this list, meditate on these things. Anybody got a list at home that they've written down things that are true, things that are noble, things that are just, things that are pure, and say, I want to focus on these things? Oh, whatever things are lovely, let me add some things onto that list. You see, if we can't answer these, then we're not focusing on those. And we're certainly not meditating on them if we can't even think about them. Meditate on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I enjoyed Adonijah's message for many reasons. Number one, I know the pastor that you were talking about, the old gang member. And what an amazing testimony to what God can do. But what I loved was purifying the silver and the story of that. You've got to constantly be with it. You can't leave that silver too long and it's ruined. It's damaged. Constantly trying to remove the stuff. How do you know when it's ready? I can see my reflection. And God says, I want you to be Christ-like. Okay. Maybe not in the look, because I doubt I look like Jesus in my appearance. But my appearance as far as my character and my words, those are the things that will be reflected back. Am I reflecting Jesus? Oh, good Lord, my love for others. Oh, man, tell me I wrote this down. Hang on, hadn't I, Jeff? Oh, yeah, very first line that I skipped over. Last week, Adonai just said, living out our transformation means loving differently. Loving differently. Well, we don't want to do that. We do until it inconveniences us, or until it bothers us, or until it annoys us, or until we see differently. Living out our transformation means loving differently. He calls us to be different. I can't remember all the stuff, so I've got to pull out my phone to look at this. Give me just a moment here. And I thought, ecclesia popped up in my study. And it used to mean one thing, more of a political and a social thing. But then it's changed and transformed. It says called out or summoned is what it means. It went from a political assembly of citizens to now a religious setting. But it says the definition, the word itself means called out or summoned, reflecting its original sense of a gathering called for a specific purpose. Church, you don't think that's what sanctification is? Calling us to set us apart for His work. For His work. And I thought, He's calling us back to Him. Okay? And He may be calling people in the church to say, you're in the church, but I need you to come back to me, not the church. See, this ecclesia is about the people, not the building. Just like when we talk about the church, it's about the people, not the building. He says, I want you to come back to me. I don't care about the building that you go to. I care about who you serve and who you submit to. Church, I think our transformation comes from a love of God's Word. We have to discover a love of God's Word. We have to discover a love for living out His Word. God, I love this, and I want to love living for You. Matter of fact, God, I kind of want to be Your ambassador. I want to be Your representative out there in the world. And in the changing things, I had a discussion yesterday. And somebody said, you are one of two or three people I know that's a Christian that I can stand. Well, that's alarming. Now, this person is on the opposite end of a Christian person. Witchcraft and things like that. A lot of other things. But they said, I've known you for the last 2 years. And you live what you say. Good, bad, and ugly. You live what you say. But she said, but it's not bad. She said, because you show love for different people. Although it may not be acceptance, you show love for them. And I thought, that was what I was fighting for. And I didn't realize it when I went to Vietnam, was that I could stand up for my faith. And I was doing it for myself to stand strong, but also as a representative of those people I was around. Find a love for living out His Word. Find a passion to say, I want to be like that. I want to be different. Yeah, I know it's a lot of work, and I know it's not going to happen overnight. And then find a love. Here we go, church, for loving others. Find a love for God's Word, a love for living out His Word, and a love for loving others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your Word. Lord, we thank You for giving us the opportunity to live it out. God, we thank You for the opportunity to be changed and transformed and renewed by You and Your Spirit. God, I pray that where we are different, we find common ground. God, that where we are intolerant, You show us tolerance and patience. God, that You show us that we can be changed, and it is good. That when we look into the silver, we see Your reflection, the clear reflection. If we're not there today, God, I pray that we work on removing whatever that is that's blurring that image. God, that being a Christian is not uncommon to find a nice one or a good one or an obedient one. That when people know us, they know that we are Christians because we don't keep a secret. God, I pray today that we're drawn closer to You and Your likeness, Your love, and we become a reflection of Your love.